Florida senators have teed up a change to the state's death penalty rules, now heading to the chamber floor. It comes 2 years after U.S. Supreme Court ruling declared the previous system unconstitutional. I'm Lynn Hatter. When the nation's high court ruled Florida's death penalty scheme unconstitutional, it didn't quite upend the whole system. That's because the ruling applied to cases decided after 2002. But what about those convicted before that time?
Senate Bill 870 requires that a jury vote for a death sentence must be unanimous, and that this unanimity requirement is applied retroactively to all death penalty cases.
Democratic Senator Randolph Bracey's proposal would allow people convicted prior to 2002 to challenge their cases. Under the old system, all that was required to sentence someone to death was a simple majority. The new system requires a unanimous vote. And Bracey's proposal to extend the same considerations to people convicted before 2002 is supported by Republican Senator Jeff Brandis.
At the end of the day, the standard should be exactly the same no matter when the penalty was applied. And this bill seeks to rectify that. It is the right bill at the right time. We need to address this issue. It is a travesty in the state of Florida that we do not have a consistent standard across the board for the death penalty.
But there are caveats. According to the Florida Department of Corrections, there are presently 350 people on death row, and an unknown number of those are already entitled to review by the Florida Supreme Court. Bracey's proposal could open all cases to review. A staff analysis of the bill says if it becomes law, it's likely going to increase the court system's workload, placing more pressure on prosecutors, already understaffed public defenders, and appeals court counsel. And Republican Senator Rob Bradley worries making even more changes would likely cause log jams in the judiciary.
The Florida Supreme Court has given its stamp of approval, and we're allowed to move forward with carrying out justice in these various cases. My concern is that if we go tinkering again, open up the hood and tinkering again, that we will cause the delays that were of concern to many members before. The Florida Supreme Court has created stability, and I don't think we should disturb that.
Earlier this week, the Florida Supreme Court rejected 9 death penalty appeals because the person was convicted prior to 2002. The News Service of Florida reports at least 80 similar cases have been rejected since the 2016 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.